Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Parliament has passed the Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving and returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The bill proposes to levy a cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. Replying to the debate on the bill in the Upper House, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the cess of offers a feasible mechanism to strengthen citizens' health and the country's military preparedness.
The purpose of this bill is to create a detailed, predictable, dedicated resource stream for two domains of national importance. One is the health security and national security. This cess is more to be a deterrent for those who tend to use these demerit goods, and it certainly doesn't burden ordinary citizens on their essential daily consumption. This is a cess, not an excise duty. It does not disturb or alter the GST regime.
A special joint meeting of Tolik Kohima and Dimapur was held yesterday in Kohima, attended by Secretary, Department of Official Language, Ministry of Home Affairs, Anshuli Arya, and Director Radha Khatial Narang. Organized by the Regional Implementation Office, RIO Guwahati, Department of Official Language, the meeting reviewed the status and progress of implementing the official language in central government offices across Nagaland. Deputy Director Rajiv Kumar Nayak and Assistant Director Devanand Das represented the Guwahati RIO. Heads of various offices briefed the Secretary on challenges faced in implementing the official language. In her address, Secretary Anshuli Arya appreciated the efforts of both Toliks and stressed the need to further strengthen the use of Hindi as an official language. She assured prompt resolution of the issues raised by the member offices and instructed the RIO Guwahati to take necessary follow-up action. Chief Minister Nipio Rio has extended Terengi greetings to all Angami brothers and sisters. He said that as the community marks this sacred occasion, it is a time to honour ancestors, uphold their roots and carry forward the values and wisdom that shape their identity and strengthen the spirit of the community. The three-day Nagaland Cinefest 2025 concluded yesterday with masterclasses, discussions and film screenings. Advisor to the Chief Minister and Chairman of IDAN, Abu Mehta, graced valedictorization as the special guest. Mr. Mehta praised the Department of Information and Public Relations for organizing the festival and for emerging as a vibrant, innovative department. He stressed the importance of telling Nagaland stories to the world through films, books and creative content rather than through violence. Director IPR Zvinyo Thernyo highlighted the department's privilege in hosting the event with support from NFDC and the government of Nagaland. She said the festival was envisioned to promote cinematic talent and celebrate creativity and cultural expression. A special jury award was presented to Kivini Shohe for her dedication to films. Results of Heap Fest 2025, themed Seasons of Nagaland, were also announced. And Soul Buddy Aston from Kohima College emerged as the winner of the Startup Innovation Challenge Competition 2025 held at the Handloom and Craft Pavilion, Naga Heritage Village, Kisama. Skill Lansing from St. Joseph's College Autonomous Jakhama and Solution Center from CH College were declared the first and second runners-up. Held under the theme Innovate, Build and Pitch, the competition aimed to encourage students to develop creative prototypes and explore entrepreneurship. Shortlisted teams from six colleges, Kohima College, St. Joseph's College Autonomous Jakhama, CH College, Eastern Christian College, Perran Government College and South Chang College were given 10 days to test their products in the market before presenting to the jury. The winners received cash prizes, trophies and certificates from the Department of Industries and Commerce and Startup Nagaland. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.